title, What Are the Basics for Complying with the ISO 22301 Business Continuity Management? Body content. Business continuity management is pivotal because market sustainability is a priority. The ISO 22301 Business Continuity Management Standard is a global benchmark for companies regardless of size, type, and revenue margins. This standard sets the policies, procedures for implementation, maintaining a stringent security resilience system. A company must always be prepared to avoid familiar risks and adverse situations to ensure continuity. If there are not enough initiatives to respond to emergency problems, both financial and human resources will be at stake. This international standard works as a formal guideline. It generates awareness regarding the significance of a robust security and resilience enforcement program. The standard comes with several policies and procedures too, making the entire implementation journey hassle-free. Unfortunately, more than 51% of the small and medium-sized companies in Australia do not pursue the ISO 22301 certification. The reason is either ignorance towards the fundamental relevance or lack of management initiatives. People often consider the ISO 22301 standard to be a comprehensive risk management mentor for business organizations. When implemented properly in the system, a company earns the ability to maintain compliance with its stakeholders. For that fact, the clauses and conditions of the ISO 22301 are to be met and justified without leaving any nonconformity. The following blog will outline the basic facets of Global Business Continuity Management System in detail. What are the basic terminologies of the ISO 22301 Business Continuity Management Standard? Business Continuity Management System Maximum Acceptable Outage Recovery Time Objective Recovery Point Objective Minimum Business Continuity Objective. What are the clauses of the ISO 22301 Business Continuity Management Standard? The number of regulatory clauses is 10. Clauses 1 through 3 are the normative references, and pivotal guidelines start at Clause 4. The following explains them all. Clause 4 Organizational context determining what output a company needs to sustain. Understand the fundamental type, mode of operations, mission, and vision statement. Identify the prime stakeholders and the interested parties. The regulatory requirements scope, goals, products, and services associated with the ISO 22301 standard. Clause 5 Leadership for continuous support and communication. A team of leaders is to be identified and hired. The top management must develop policies and establish a team of accountable leaders. The lead experts must have a strong hold on the communication modes and ensure each employee cooperates with proactivity. Clause 6 Planning a well-executed plan for risk identification and mitigation. Impact analysis of the previous risks. Set measurable and BCMS objectives. Each objective should be communicated among all stakeholders. Clause 7 Support human resource technical support infrastructure financial resources training. Records competence of the employees. Clause 8 Operation conducting business impact analysis. Designing and establishing a business continuity strategy. Developing and incorporating business continuity procedures. Testing each business continuity procedure. Clause 9 Performance evaluation. Internal audits. Time-to-time measurement. Monitoring analysis and review. Clause 10 Continual improvement. Enforcing corrective measures. Checking the progress. What are the precise requirements to keep under consideration? requirement identification support from the management and the authority, continuity policy and objectives support documents, risk assessment and aversion plan, analysis of business impact, a foolproof strategy for business continuity, a business continuity plan, employee training and awareness programs, maintenance of the documents, testing and practicing post-incident reviews, communication with the stakeholders, evaluation, audit, corrective measures, management reviews. What is the mandatory documentation for compliance? Documents should produce the following: legal requirements, scope of the BCMS continuity policy and objectives, evidence of individual competence, communication procedures, records of the disruption, incident response structure, recovery process, extracts from the monitoring and measurement, result of internal audit, management review, and corrective actions. Do you wish to implement the ISO 22301 Business Continuity Management System? If yes, contact us at Compliance Help. We are one of Australia's premier firms for achieving any ISO certification. Allow us to help you resolve all sorts of inquiries and questions regarding these topics. You can also hire us for our bespoke solutions for the ISO 22301, which will guide you through the exhausting process of certification without any difficulties. If you wish to learn more about the system implementation, then our experts have the best way to teach you. Get help choosing the right certification.